When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
She isn't just calling in. It's weird.
I just called. You can't hear me?
There he goes. Okay. Sorry about that.
I didn't know that I was supposed to call this group thing. I was calling you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about that. That's actually my fault on my end. I was trying to call you into the group, but it just didn't seem to want to connect. So my apologies on that.
Okay.
All right.
I need to know the rules first.
First of all, I will say, obviously, this is a podcast, so it's being recorded. Just to get the legal mumbo-jumbo out of the way. But I know you know that. So what do you mean by the rules?
Am I allowed to use profanity?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure.
That's fine.
Ha-ha.
My show doesn't normally have,
I will do my best.
But I can mark the podcast episode as explicit. So that's
not an
issue.
Well, you know what I can do? I can attempt to not use any profanity.
That's up to you. That's totally up to you. I'll let you just do you, okay?
Sure.
All right. I do appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much, Miko, for coming on. We're being joined right now by Miko Grimes. Obviously, you and I have had some back and forth on Twitter over probably maybe the past, I don't know, 6 months, a year.
I don't even remember you from 6 months or a year ago.
Yeah, maybe. I think the first time we interacted, I mentioned something about I was just kind of annoyed that you were always on the radio. But by the way, not annoyed that you were on the radio because I used to listen to the show all the time. It was just that you were always kind of blasted on Tannehill, and I mentioned something to the effect of, I wonder how Lauren would feel if you were, if she was on the radio blasted on Brent Grimes all the time.
But Lauren
kind of
couldn't
go back and forth like that.
Lauren, you know, first of all, I don't remember this, but let me just say this to you. Lauren couldn't do what I do because Lauren doesn't know football. Lauren's never had a degree in broadcast mass communication. Lauren was never a professional athlete. Lauren doesn't know how to break down NFL film. So Lauren actually could not do what I'm doing. If Lauren had the qualifications and Brent Grimes was playing average at best, Lauren would have the right to say whatever she wanted on her radio show.
Yeah, understood. It was just more of a question to you on how you would feel about it.
I wouldn't feel any kind of way. There's people like you and other reporters that say things about my husband all the time. Why would I care if it's Lauren? If she's doing her job, why would I care? Why would you think I would care about somebody else saying Brent Grimes had a bad game or Brent Grimes is really below average and doesn't deserve their paycheck? Why would I care if it's true?
Okay. Well, the first question I really have is, when do you think things went south with you and Dolphins fans? Because I don't think it started out that way. Really.
Who gives a shit about the Dolphin fans? I don't care about any of them. Not a single one of them. There are some Dolphin fans that I love. Chris Barker is one of the biggest Dolphin fans that I'm going to truly miss more than anybody. But I don't really care about any fans. They're regular people just like me. And when they talk trash to me, I'm going to talk it right back. And if they don't like it, who cares? They don't pay my bills. The owner of the team pays my bills, not them. So I don't care about any of their feelings or how they feel about anything.
Okay. I understand that. But
let me just interject if I could, Ron. And my name is Vero Delfino. So we're kind of just half introducing ourselves here, Miko. But That sort of brings me to a question. You didn't feel any obligation whatsoever while your husband was employed by the team to show respect to the people who support that team and essentially pay his paycheck?
No. For what? For what?
For what? I mean, you say the owner pays the paycheck.
Yes.
But where does the owner get his money?
I don't care where the owner gets his money. You know why? Because there aren't any fans' names on the paycheck. Therefore, I don't care if the fans have a problem with me. I don't even care if anybody has a problem with me. Anyone. Who cares?
I think a lot of people have a problem with the way you acted.
That's fine. I have a problem with a lot of ways that other people act too, but who's going to do something about it? Can I do anything about it? What can I do about fans that disrespect me and talk to me very, very rudely, say things about my husband, my son, wishing cancer on my son, hoping that my husband would get injured. These are the fans you want me to have respect for?
Well, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. And I've never seen anybody say something that terrible.
Of course you haven't seen it. Of course you haven't.
Bringing people's family into it is obviously wrong. But you do have something that other people don't, which is a public platform.
I don't care about a public. You know what? I wish I didn't have a public platform. Before people knew that I was Brent Grimes' wife, I tweeted the exact same things all the time. Brent Grimes was not anybody important to anyone else, and no one cared. Suddenly, someone else decided to put me on this public platform. I'm going to call it the Miami Dolphins Media, and decided, hey, we're going to give you a platform. And if we give you a platform, you have to follow our rules. No, the hell I do not. I don't have to do anything any of you guys think I should do. I'm a regular person. Remove me from your life as someone with a platform. Put me off down below you. Take me off of the pedestal. I don't want to be there. That's your problem if you put me somewhere I'm asking not to be.
You were going on the radio?
What do you mean I'm going on the radio?
That was your choice to go on the radio,
yeah,
right?
Yes. That is not my choice for you to feel like...
So how's somebody else putting you on a platform if you're the one that chose it?
When I'm on the radio, I am a radio personality. What I tweet is what I feel I want to tweet. If you can't separate the two, your problem. My job separated the two.
Okay, I understand. I do have a question for you. Am I correct in understanding that you will not be doing any analysis of the Bucks? You've chosen not to do that, or
yes, I did that. No, I did that because of the lies that Miami media said about me. That's why they think Miami media seems to think that first that I'm a player basher. Do you guys agree with that?
I'd say you're more of a Tannehill basher.
Thank you. So we're clear on that. I am not a player basher. I am a Ryan Tannehill basher. Okay? Sure. Miami media has put it out there that I bash players with an S on the end. That is false. There is a player. There is one. Okay? Another thing Miami media did was said, I'm a cancer in the locker room. Okay? Not true. That's another reason I'm not going to discuss the Bucks, so that they don't think that I'm any type of cancer of any of my opinions of the team. The third reason is I want to finally just be a fan of my husband. Every time since I've been with him, I have live tweeted during the games, on the road or home. I give an analysis after the game. I give a preview before the game in the Palm Beach Post. All these things. I am now a fan. I'm going to just be a regular fan of my husband's team. Period. And that's because Miami media has put out all these lies saying that these are the things that I caused in Miami. So I want to show people that that's not who I am. I didn't do it in Atlanta. I didn't do it in Miami. And I won't be doing it in the Bucks. And I won't be covering them just so they don't have any excuses to say I'm the reason that somebody's mad in the locker room.
Okay, so do you think that the way you handled things in Miami probably wasn't correct then, considering that you've decided to change your ways and not analyze the Bucks?
No. No, not at all. I want to analyze the Bucks. I feel like this would be a perfect opportunity for me to analyze the Bucks. I'm not doing it because I want to tell you guys to eat shit, because that's not who I am, the things that Miami media has said about me.
Why do you seem to have a personal vendetta, or maybe that's not the word, why do you seem to not personally like Ryan Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill and his wife, I don't like either one of them, let's be clear. Both of them could kiss my ass. And the reasons I don't like them will be in the book that I'm writing. So you can wait for that.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I'll pick it up just to check that out. Okay, that's fair enough. But do you don't think that it's kind of a cop-out right now that you're not saying why, even though you continue to trash him off?
A cop-out to who? I guarantee you, Ryan and Lauren Tannehill won't say a word about me. You know why? Because they know what they said and did about me. They're going to keep quiet because they know they're terrible people. And they know that all this came with a warning. Both of them knew that I was going to say everything I said about him. So there. It came with a warning. I had a problem. I had a verbal agreement with Coach Philbin when I first came here that I would not give my true opinions of Ryan Tannehill out of respect for him trying to do what he needs to do on the field.
I was told off the rails.
I was told for some reason that my opinion would be weighed heavier than the media who's been covering this team damn near 20 years. How that is, I don't know. But this is what I was told, and I was asked to say things like, he's just average. I was asked not to tell my true feelings. I said yes, out of respect. That was the respect that I gave this team from the beginning. When Coach Philbin and Coach Coyle were fired, the two people that I gave that agreement to, the deal was off. Okay?
Okay.
That's
okay.
When the deal was off. When they fired those two coaches who I had the agreement with. I didn't shake hands with a GM, owner, anyone. I shook hands with those two men and said, I will respect your process of trying to get this team together and not vocalize my opinions, true opinions of this man. I had these opinions before my husband signed this contract. Before he signed the contract, I said to him, are you sure you want to go to a team with a sorry quarterback? And he said, it's only been a year. Give him a chance, Miko. And I said, I don't need any more years to know he does not have it. But this is his career. He chose to come here. So I chose to suppress my views of his play out of respect for them. And once the deal
You say you understand the game, and you say Tannehill's a sorry quarterback, which is kind of ridiculous on the face of it.
Why is it ridiculous?
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Why is it ridiculous? You elaborate on why it's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous?
Well, just tell us why you think
the circumstances that he was dealing with, for one,
what circumstances?
Quarterback in the last 4 years, give any quarterback the offensive line he had to deal with and see what happens. Second off, you're now on a team where you claim to like the quarterback, didn't even produce like Tannehill did last year, and Tannehill had a bad year. So, I mean,
Tannehill's a fifth-year player. Jameis Winston was a rookie. He had the same record. What are you talking about? Were you watching?
This is a team sport.
No, it's not. I'm so sorry that you think football is a team sport. I understand the whole concept of that, but the reality is your quarterback is the reason you win or lose. If you don't know that yet, that's your problem, not mine. Okay?
I don't know, because I'm pretty sure that 45 other players dress on a game day.
I'm pretty sure they do too. And only one of them has the game in their hands the whole game. The cornerback does not have the game in his hands. The D-line does not have the game in their hands. The receivers do not have the game in their hand. The quarterback does. He's making all the important plays. He is the reason that you will more than likely, if you put two teams together, I don't care who's matched up against who, you look at the quarterbacks. I can tell you based on who's the quarterback, who is probably going to win the game before it even starts. Just simply based on the quarterback.
Peyton Manning had a terrible year last year. He won the Super Bowl, so that's kind of a...
Peyton Manning played the last two games of the season. He played amazing. That was not his team last year. Knock it off.
All right. Well, pesky things called facts tend to get in the way.
No, they don't. Pesky things called common sense to you guys.
Facts. Let's talk about the fact that in the 3 years that Brent was with the team, he gave up as many passing touchdowns as he did in the prior 6 years. So there's not just one guy.
Yeah, you know why he did that? Because he had way more defensive possessions because he was playing with a terrible quarterback that had way more three and outs than he was supposed to have. So the defense was on the field way longer, which would increase the capability and possibility of someone scoring on you more.
I'm not calling Ryan Tannehill a perfect
quarterback. I didn't call nobody nothing, but what I just did was destroy what you just said. Did you just hear me destroy your fact saying that Brent Grimes has been scored on more? Did you hear that? Did you hear that Brent Grimes didn't get a single touchdown scored on him the first season he was with Miami? Did you see that Brent Grimes came?
Had a 103 passer rating?
Yeah, you know why? Because you like to look at numbers and don't take into account the actual acts of skills that took place with the numbers. For example, arguably, and this is arguably is definitely not arguable to me, the best quarterback in the NFL is who? Tom Brady. Let's just say Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the NFL. How many passes per game did Tom Brady throw to Brent Grimes' side in the 3 years he was with Miami?
I don't know.
Averaging three throws an entire game against the best quarterback in the league. You know why? That's called respect. Judge him off of things that actually matter. When you saw Brent Grimes come to this team after a ruptured Achilles with in his 30s and made three Pro Bowls, doing things that you've never seen another player do. And then when you find games where he doesn't play like a fucking robot, then you want to crimp, like you want to judge him? You want to talk about bad things? Are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me that Brent Grimes' entire body of work when he was a Miami Dolphin is not better than what you had before? Are you trying to tell me that Brent Grimes, the entire time he was a Miami Dolphin, that he was less than good? Is that what you're telling me? That he was, it was a negative stat?
I'm telling you that he's 33 and he was in a clear decline, which happens at this age.
Where was the clear decline? Tell me about the 2015 season. Where was the clear decline? Tell me about it.
Decline. I saw him getting turned around by rookies.
What rookie?
Listen.
No. What rookie turned him around?
I saw he was getting burned a lot.
What rookie? Tell me.
I think
you can't. Now you can't name anyone.
Your husband.
Now you can't name anyone. Suddenly you can't name anyone. All of a sudden you can't name anyone.
I said rookies, plural.
Name one. Name one.
I don't need to.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So I do have some more questions for you, Nico. Now that I think we're kind of past the whole Ryan Tannehill thing. I did have some questions for you about the Stephen Ross comments you made about the Jew buddies.
Okay.
And I know that some of the media, even in Tampa, didn't really like that. Did you know that the Bucks owner was Jewish when you made the comment?
Yes, I knew he was Jewish.
Okay, and you still chose to make that statement. Why is that?
The only thing that was, I don't even want to say inaccurate. I don't know. The only thing that was an issue with my statement is that I abbreviated the word Jewish.
To Jew, which can be considered an insult. To
exactly.
People.
That is something I did not know.
So how is it that you did
well,
not you know that? I
mean, you haven't exactly lived favoritism.
I mean, you haven't exactly lived a sheltered life. I'm just
I don't know how to explain it to you, but that's something I had absolutely no knowledge of. I am around and associate with Jewish people all the time. I call them Jew all the time. They have no issue with it. Therefore, I didn't know it was offensive. All I can tell you.
Why wouldn't you just say Stephen Ross and his buddies then and not say Stephen Ross?
Because I wanted to point out that he was Jewish and that in my opinion and my experience in life, the Jewish community is continually uplifting and employing their own people. Something that I actually think is amazing.
Why is that?
Because I wish black owners and business owners and people did the same thing that they do.
Okay. All right. So then I do have a question for you. It seems that you came at me pretty hard yesterday, the day before on Twitter with a particular tweet. I was just kind of wondering, I mean, a lot of people go at you and I've never actually gone at you personally. Like some of the things
you have never gone at me personally. Are you sure about that?
Personally, like personal attacks? No, I don't.
So you don't. So you don't retweet. You don't retweet pictures of me looking like a monkey, looking like I have hair all over my body. All these. You don't retweet those pictures?
Absolutely not.
You don't.
If they exist, I've not seen them.
You've never retweeted any of those pictures.
Have I retweeted those?
Yes.
It's possible I retweeted.
You absolutely have about 10 times. Okay.
Okay.
So that's why you got personally attacked. When you retweet someone, what does that mean to you? What is a retweet? Does that mean you agree with the comment or is it you just retweeting?
We actually talked about this on a previous show.
Yeah, we actually have.
It means I'm endorsing it. When he retweets, it don't mean the same thing.
Okay, yeah, no, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you?
Just to let other people see it.
Okay, so you wanted people to see me looking very unattractive and very unflattering, right?
Are you talking about
Excuse me. I'm asking him something. Go ahead.
I honestly don't even remember the tweet you're talking about.
There was about 8 of them, okay? Let's not act like it was one. I saw all of them.
A lot of times, maybe I think what you might be seeing is people will tweet things at me.
No. You retweeted them. I saw them. You retweeted them. So to me, you wanted everyone to see me in a very unflattering light. That's why you got roasted yesterday, because I wanted people to see you in a very unflattering light.
Okay, but the last thing I had tweeted to you was, I guess the Bucks kicker had missed his first kick and somebody tweeted that out.
Yeah.
And then I said to you, he's a bum, right, Miko?
Yeah.
That's all I said. And
yeah.
And that's when you seemed to go off.
Why did you think, did you think I was going to agree that he was a bum? What was the purpose of that tweet? You were being an asshole, right?
Oh, totally.
Okay, so why are you mad? Why are you mad when someone's an asshole to you when you're an asshole to them? What is the problem?
Oh, I don't care. I'm just
asking. Okay, so why do you care that I tweeted this stuff about you? If you don't care, why are we talking about it?
You're on a podcast, I'm doing it.
Okay, well, I don't care. Okay, you don't care, then I don't care. It's that simple.
I was just wondering why it was that it seemed to go after me.
You tweeted it.
A lot of others.
You tweeted it.
Okay.
You can't ask me why I'm doing something to someone else that you're doing. You don't get to say that. Don't get mad because you're being put out there for something you did. It's not like you didn't do it and I'm coming at you. You did it.
I would love to see what these tweets are and show my retweet on them because I honestly don't remember.
Do you have
any dates, any times? I could go through my timeline and find these?
Yeah, I actually can. I'll tell you one that the most recent one that you sent me, was on August 6, 2016. Someone said that I look like, I don't even know what this animal is. This looks like a zombie with a wig on. And okay. You retweeted it. And someone put the life, you put, let's play some games. What movie is this from? And it's like an animal with a wig on and the eyes are red. It looks like a zombie. Oh, and then someone tweeted to you and said, the life and times of Miko Grimes, and you retweeted it.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Now you remember, right?
It was not meant about you, though.
What do you mean it wasn't meant? My name is in the fucking tweet. What are you talking about?
The original tweet had nothing to do with
it. You retweeted the life and times of Miko Grimes.
So?
Exactly. So, that's why. So, I tweeted that no one wants to suck your dick because you're ugly. That's why.
Okay. If you say so, glad you know so much about me. But
his wife.
I know. I wouldn't want to suck your dick.
I'm glad. Very glad. But
you also tweeted.
You're not as good looking as Omar.
That's fine. You also tweeted. Leon Hall, this is a retweet. Something that you said when you retweet stuff, sometimes you endorse it. Sometimes you just want to put it out there so people can see it, right?
Right.
You retweeted a person that tweeted, Leon Hall must have slept with Vance Joseph's wife.
Okay. I don't remember that, but all right.
It was on August 3rd, 2016 at 10:22 a.m.
Okay.
Do you see how disrespectful that is?
Yeah, but I didn't tweet it.
You retweeted it.
So?
Exactly. So don't ask me why I'm tweeting what I want to tweet when you're tweeting what you want to tweet. Who do you think?
There is a fundamental difference.
There is no fundamental difference whatsoever. If you get to use your Twitter in any way that you see fit for your followers to enjoy and to entertain, why can't I? What's the difference? What's the difference?
How come you didn't go after the people who originally?
Why are you asking me what I did with my Twitter? This is my Twitter. It's my Twitter. It's my Twitter. Okay? It's my Twitter.
I just think, let's face it, I just get under your skin more than all the other people.
I don't even know who you are. You know what's so funny about you saying you get under my skin? I showed my husband a picture of you, and I said, do you know who this guy is? You know what he said? Never seen him before in my life.
Okay.
We don't even know who you are. How do you think you're getting under our skin?
Obviously, I am.
You're not. You're not. You're not. I'm doing this because... the Miami media needs to know that I don't give a shit what you think about me. I don't care that you're mad about my Twitter. I'm going to tweet what I want to tweet.
Just,
I don't care what you are. You represent the Dolphins. Your Twitter, I don't even know who you are. I'm talking to this other guy here.
I'm standing through the fucking mud for 3 years.
I'm talking to him.
And here's another question. You got me blocked on Twitter. I've never interacted with your ass once in life.
You know what? Guess what? Guess what?
I never done nothing.
Guess what?
I blocked you 3 fucking years ago.
The fact that you are somehow fickle, bothered, annoyed that I blocked you is hilarious to me. You guys want to see my tweet so bad that it bothers you that you're blocked. Why do you care if you're blocked by someone who's nothing? Someone who's just a loudmouth. Why do you care if you're blocked? Who cares? Move on with your life.
You're saying you attacked Ron because he attacked you. I've never had...
No. I said I attacked Ron because I wanted to. He does what he wants to do on his Twitter. I do what I want to do on my Twitter. That's what I said. Did you not hear that?
I really don't understand. It's really beside the point.
What's beside the point?
You attack Ron. I was asking you a separate question.
What's the separate question?
I never had interaction with you, yet you block me. So where's the logic behind that?
Here's the logic. Here, let me break it down to you. Here's the logic. Here's the logic behind that, okay? You ready for this? It's my fucking Twitter. If you don't like it, oh well. I can block whoever I want to block.
Direct and possibly defamatory tweet.
Oh well.
National platform.
You don't have a right to tell me that I can't block someone. It's not your right. You don't get to tell me what I do with my social media.
I didn't try to tell you who to block.
So why are you mad? Why don't you just make a fake page like everyone else and follow me from there?
Because I have no fucking interest in anything you've ever said.
So then why does it matter that you're blocked? What is the big deal?
It doesn't. I was asking a question. You said that the reason for the vitriol towards Ron was based on an interaction.
No.
But you and I have never interacted.
You know what's so funny? Ron isn't blocked.
Well, you just unblocked me, so we could have the conversation.
The only reason I blocked you then is because I didn't want to see your tweets anymore at that time. You weren't blocked before that, and you've said multiple things about me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to my discretion. I choose who gets to be blocked. It's my choice. If you don't like it, go write Twitter. Go tweet them and ask them how you can somehow get unblocked.
The point of every fucking other thing.
What's the other points?
You missed the point of the question. That's my point.
I
literally never interacted with you. This will be the one and only time we interact in life. So I'm just not sure why you felt the need to block someone who doesn't give a fuck about you.
I don't understand why, if you don't give a fuck about me, why do you care that you're blocked? That is very strange. No. You really should go see a doctor about that. That's got to be some type of medical condition. I'm sure there's a pill they make for that.
I was blocked. I didn't say that.
Okay, all right. Well, I think the whole blocking conversation...
It's dumb. It's absolutely dumb.
All right, I think it's time to kind of wrap up the blocking conversation. We've gone on enough about
it. It makes no sense. It's so crazy to me.
Miko, do you have any further things that you want to add before you go to say to Dolphins fans or anybody about anything?
No, I came on here because you tweeted me and said I was afraid to.
Yeah, I kind of baited you into that.
There was no bait, honey. Let me tell you something. There was this conversation should have happened between whoever is a huge Dolphin fan long time ago. Whatever it is you do is in regards to the Dolphins, I'm glad that they will hopefully, I don't even know if what the name of this podcast is, how anyone can listen to it. Hopefully the fan base can hear this and hear it for good. And you know, I do have something else to say. Okay. I find it strange that when I'm on Twitter minding my business, tweeting about my day, not talking about the Dolphins, and I get tweets from Dolphins media, Dolphins fans, talking trash about my husband, talking trash about the Bucs organization because we're there. Talking trash about me. And then I tweet something about the Dolphins, and then they say, why don't you just leave us alone? Why don't you just get over it? You're not here anymore. Why are you still tweeting about us? Because you idiots are continually tweeting me. So if there are people that still want to tweet me that are Dolphins fans, talking shit, being disrespectful, whatever, then I'm going to do it when I want to. That's fine. I don't have a problem with anyone tweeting me that wants to tweet me. I got no problem with it. But everyone else needs to understand, I don't give a shit about you being mad at what I tweet. Because no one can control anyone at this point. If you don't like somebody's tweets, block them and unfollow them. That's it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, I do appreciate you coming on, Migo. I did say I would give you a voice. I did say this will go, your portion of this will go totally unedited, and it will.
Thank you.
Totally unedited.
Thank you.
Everything that was said, I made that promise, and I will stick to it. You had your point of views. We had our point of views.
Are we clear, Ron? Are you clear on what happened between us?
I am fully clear on how you feel. You didn't like me retweeting, you know, many of the things that I said. And by the way, none of these personal attacks were ever original tweets from me, but I did retweet them.
Yeah, they were retweets. That's you're just as guilty. I'm sorry. You're
okay,
just as guilty for a retweet.
I get that you feel that way. You look at retweet as an endorsement either way. But I just think it's definitely time for Dolphins fans to move on from Miko Grimes.
They won't.
Sure.
They won't.
It's time.
They won't.
It's definitely time. But as for me, you coming on my show and having this conversation, I'm moving on. I guess it's best that you and I go back to the way it was, where you block me and I block you, and we just
I'm not gonna block you. I'm not gonna block you. If some things continue, I might. But I don't really. This is the thing. If I block you, it's just because I don't want to see your tweets. It's simple. It's not like I want to kill you. I hate you. I just simply don't want to see anything that you write on Twitter. That's it. I don't know why people take it so personally. I just don't want to see your fucking tweets. That's it. And I don't see your tweets unless people, I don't follow you, Ron. So when I see your tweets, it's let me tell you why. It's because people screenshot them and send them to me as DMs. Mm. People send me things all the time. And I just observe them and I say, oh, okay, good to know. Good to know. And I move on with my life. You know why? Because my life is awesome. I don't care. I take the days that I want to take, and I shit on people and talk shit on Twitter. It's whenever I feel like, when I have nothing else to do. Twitter's fun to me. Even when I'm going on my rants talking shit, I'm having fun. It's a good time. All my friends are laughing. All the players, all the Dolphin players are laughing when I'm doing this. In my DMs, in my inbox, in my text message, they are enjoying this when I destroy you guys. They don't like any of you. And just so you know, they don't like your quarterback either. No one does. They just aren't. They're not allowed to say it.
Like Ryan Tannehill.
They're not allowed to say it.
Just more shit like it always.
I'm just telling you. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. You don't have to. This is just my words. I tell you one thing. I have never lied to you. So you can take that however you want to take it.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting when your book comes out.
Very interesting.
As to seeing what it is you say that Ryan and Lauren did to you to give you such vitriol towards them.
But yes.
Yeah, don't feel bad if I'm not on the waiting list.
Who cares? I don't even know your name. Who are you?
Like I said, I'm a fan of the team. I've been dragging through the fucking
Okay, you're a fan of the team.
You're just a
fan.
Blood trying to use her husband's fame to be relevant.
Is that what I'm doing? Is that what I'm doing?
Yep.
So I'm not a 41 year old retired professional basketball player with multiple degrees and $21 million in the bank on you fuck niggas. You mad because we're doing amazing in our life and all you're doing is buying $6 hot dogs and $300 jerseys. You're buying $10 beers from a billionaire that don't give a shit about you. If the fucking owner gave a shit about you, Dolphin fans, why wouldn't he treat you better? You sit there and support a billionaire. You're supporting a billionaire. You're supporting a billionaire and you're living check to check and you think something's wrong with me. Ha! Ha!
I ain't living check.
Ha!
Definitely not.
Ha!
That's okay.
You're crazy if you think you matter to me. I still don't even know your name.
But I scrape off the bottom of my
Of course I am. Of course I am. Yet you're on this podcast asking me why I blocked you, bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, all right.